This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
So obviously, and Bastion's a great example of going down to Texas in the AHL and thriving and then coming back up. These are NHL caliber, very, very good players. And sometimes we just tend to throw out, that guy stinks, when the fact of the matter is you're in the biggest league possible. So no, that's not the case. But, you know, I think it is important. And one of the reasons I like doing this program is asking the questions and finding out why. And with the rotation of scratches, and everyone knows, like, you know, I don't want this to come across as bias. I like Colin Blackwell when he's in the lineup. I like the energy he provides. And honestly, for a team that I think needs a little bit of energy, I like the Ernies and Blackwells at this point that are going to kind of muck it up, so to speak. So I guess my question is what do the coaches see in Oscar Beck? And why wouldn't he be in a rotation of healthy scratches based on his play?
Yeah, it's a good question, because last year, I mean, even starting last year when Beck was a little bit of a surprise to make the team out of training camp, right? There were some other players that, you know, whether it was Cole Lind or Artu Hoover or some others that folks, even Matte Blumel, but Oscar Beck kind of grabbed that spot under Pete DeBoer and stayed up the whole year, and then got a contract extension, an NHL contract extension from Dallas too. And this year, similarly, he's not been in that rotation of players like Blackwell or Bastion or Ernie, who have been coming in and out of the lineup. He's been pretty much a regular. And the easiest way I can find to describe it, I haven't dug too much in on this. Whenever I've talked to Goldson or asked him about Oscar Beck, the things he says pretty consistently are he's responsible, he's really good along the wall. And the other function, I think, also good on the penalty kill. He's been a good part of their penalty kill. Oscar Beck has been. He's also very big. He adds some size there down on that fourth line, along with Radek Foxa. And when you look at it, when you look at the results down on that fourth line, it's good to remember this isn't Pete DeBoer. They're not rolling four lines in the same way that Pete DeBoer did for 3 years.
Good point. This
fourth line is used a fair amount less than fourth lines of the past few years that had, you know, Dodonov or Sam Steele even down on them at times. This is a fourth line that's used a lot more situationally, but the way they've been used, they've been very, very strong. That line, for instance, with Oscar Beck, Radek Foxa, and Colin Blackwell, they've played together 46 minutes. They have not seen a goal go in the Stars' net during this 46 minutes. Now, only one has gone in the other net, so they're only plus one, but still. That's a line I think coaches love, especially in limited minutes, being able to put a line over the boards, give your other line some rest, and know these guys aren't going to get caved in. These guys aren't going to be a liability out there. They're going to be able to play those minutes, take a shift, even if it's in the defensive zone, right? I can put those guys out there and not worry. Radek Foxa, Oscar Beck, and really whoever has been with them have been really reliable. Similarly for them with Bastion, no one's put a goal in there. And even Oscar Beck as a whole, if you look at all of his time this year, he's actually, again, it's not an offensively tilted player, but he's like plus four in his however many games it is this year. He's played just about every game, right? So he's been a responsible player that ends with a positive outcome every time or more often than not when you put him out there. And I think coaches really like that. It's a change. We're so used to seeing a fourth line that can score under Pete DeBoer. This line is not that. We've seen Radek Foxa chip in a little bit here and there, and even mm-hmm. Oscar Beck has scored a couple of goals too. Again, part of it is I do wonder if maybe Jamie Benn would even have been playing down there a little bit more if they had more depth, giving them a little bit more potency. But instead, it's been kind of a rotation, whether it's Blackwell or Bastion or even Ritzkovian at times. It's just been those two have been pretty much staples, Oscar Beck and Radek Foxa. And they've also been big parts of the penalty kill. So I think Goldson, to answer your question in this long-winded way, I think Oscar Beck keeps getting in the lineup because he's proven that he's not a liability out there. And in fact, things end positively after a shift for him. You talk about chaining things together with as much as the Stars use their top forward lines under Goldson, that Foxa-Beck combination, whoever they're playing with, has shown itself to be reliable. Hey, can you guys go take a shift for us right now, even maybe against higher competition? And then we'll go put Rantanen and Johnson or Hinson Robertson back out there after they've gotten a breather. And can you guys hold serve? And they've done that. And under Goldson, it seems like that's exactly what he asked of them.
On our post-podcast show last night, I brought up several things, and Glenn Gulletson did after the game as well. One was the penalties. But I wanted to talk about two and three. One of the things was defensive communication errors. Obviously Duchesne was the one that stood out yesterday. Mm-hmm. And the shame of that one was I thought Matt Duchesne was one of the better Stars on the ice.
Yeah.
He was flying around. Yeah. I thought it was really the first game where it was like, wow, we have vintage Matt Duchesne. He's back from injury. The confidence is there. So it was a shame to see that on 3-3. And then the other thing I saw that not just Montreal, but other teams are really doing is the aggressiveness as far as stopping the Stars' zone entry on the power play. And for those that are new to the program, I like to try to explain things is basically you're making your way over the blue line to a point where at the Stars' blue line on the all the way to the other end, one of the Montreal Canadiens met one of the Dallas Stars players on the power play. That's how aggressive they were. And it really caused the Stars to kind of go into a dump and chase mode because they couldn't get over that wall of defense. Did you see anything, or did Glenn Gulletson or the coaches talk about anything that they worked on today at practice? Maybe some new strategies going into this long road trip to really kind of crack that code on getting into the zone?
Yeah, I actually, Goldson said last night when we asked him about it that they were planning on working on special teams for that specific reason. We asked about zone entries last night, as you mentioned, and he acknowledged, yeah, we were having some trouble in our entries, and that's something they've it must have been like 10 games ago. I remember Goldson said that their entries, they weren't ranked very highly in entries and kind of some of those stats that, you know, some of those deeper level tracking stats that aren't as easily available to the public. That the Stars haven't necessarily ranked, you know, top five in zone entries all year. So it's something that they've kind of known isn't their strength, but they've still found ways because of how good their power play is. You know, even if we saw it last night, technically it wasn't a power play goal when Wyatt Johnson scored his first goal, but it was right after the power play expired. It took them a long time to get set up, but once they got going, they got the exact chance they wanted, even though technically it happened right after the player stepped out of the box. So that's the thing about this team, even at 5-on-5, and especially on the power play, they don't need much. And I think Goldson is trying to keep those things in balance. You don't want to disrupt the part of it that's working so well to fix this other part of it. You want to you want to be kind of have a light touch as you do these things. But last night in particular, or I guess it was yesterday afternoon, it was really noticeable how aggressive Montreal was being on defending zone entries. And Goldson has said, we asked him about this even a couple of days ago about special teams. And he said, what they've seen is when one team has success against them, you know, whether it was Chicago or Detroit or whoever, other teams start kind of emulating that and copying it. Right. I mean, every other team has their video people. So they're watching games against the Stars when they're planning for them, and they're seeing, okay, this is what this team did that worked pretty well. Let's try to do it too. So now it's up to the Stars to readjust. So Goldson did say they were planning on working on that. Full disclosure, I was actually talking to some other people today for part of practice for some other pieces we have coming out, Star Slots, later this week. So that'll be some really good stuff to look forward to. So I didn't actually see eyes on special teams practice today, but Goldson did say last night they were planning on doing it. And I am certain they will continue to. Special teams is a pretty big staple of even morning skates. They'll usually take time to practice special teams. So I have no doubt. The one thing I will say that's interesting they did practice today that I saw was overtime at 3-on-3. They spent a good amount of time practicing 3-on-3. And when we asked Goldson about it afterwards, he said that one thing that they noticed, it wasn't even something that's burned the Stars for a goal against, but they're proactively wanting to kind of get out in front of it, is making sure they maintain their wedge shape in the neutral zone, where you have kind of one player up in front and then two behind it, kind of a triangle. Because what they've been doing, and even last night they did a couple times, I wrote about this today too with a couple of video clips, that player who should kind of be at the top of that wedge, that triangle, you want that person kind of forcing or shunting the puck carrier to the side as they come across the neutral zone and across your blue line. But instead, what Goldson said they noticed last night is that top of the triangle, that first guy in the wedge, had actually already been breaking off and covering a guy man on man along the wall. So then the Stars basically just had three guys in the blue line, and that makes it a lot easier in overtime for the puck carrier just to walk right in and get a chance. And they had a couple of chances as a result of that. So I thought it was interesting that even though that's not the thing that, you know, has cost them goals in overtime lately, it's something they wanted to work on. What that also says to me is that mistake in overtime where Matt Duchene didn't quite cover Lane Hudson isn't something that Goldson thinks they really need to practice to fix. That's a pretty clear mistake. And he called it a mistake after the game. You don't really need to bury a guy too much. Everyone saw it. It's pretty obvious who was at fault there. I mean, I'm sure Duchene would say the same thing. So I appreciate that they practice things, even if they aren't the one thing that burden them. It's always good to be proactive.
You know, I was wondering after the game too, because he is an offensive weapon. With the defensive zone faceoff like that, do you try to just win the faceoff with Duchene off the ice, maybe put a Maverick Bork out there or something, you know, more of a defensive minded, not that, you know, I mean, Maverick Bork's speedy, you know, he's got good wheels. And then if you do collect the puck, that's when Duchene comes on the ice. But yeah, I know it's so tough on 3-on-3.
It is. And so I asked Goldson about this exact thing about Maverick Bork and how he liked his game last night. And Goldson said he kind of anticipated my follow-up question, because he said, I was actually looking for an opportunity to get Bork out there at 3-on-3 because he thought he was going and he deserved that chance. But obviously the way overtime went, they didn't get whatever chance that was. So reading between the lines, I think they either wanted to get Bork out there in the offensive zone or on the fly in transition. In the defensive zone, for whatever reason, they wanted the veteran in Duchene. And the other part of it is, yes, Duchene obviously had the big mistake that gave Hudson that wide open look where he beat Ottinger. But Wyatt Johnston had also gone, I think, 5-for-6 in faceoffs before that one. So you also have a guy on the right side who you're really hoping can absolutely dominate right there and win another faceoff. And of course, for just the second time all night, Johnston loses that faceoff. So a couple of things had to go wrong, as usually happens on a goal. There's usually more than one breakdown. But it just stinks that I agree with you in retrospect, in hindsight, it seems like, well, boy, you know, having Bork out there, he was playing really well. One of his best games of the season, I thought, last night or yesterday afternoon again. So why don't you put him out there? But that's hindsight. And Duchene also is so skilled and, you know, he's pretty fast too in transition. I get that maybe you think if you win that faceoff, he's an easy exit valve too, having a Duchene there too. If you win the puck, give it to him, he'll easily be able to skate it out of the zone. Even with someone like Hudson out there, Duchene is skilled enough to use the space stick handle to easily allow you to get the puck back up the other way. So maybe that was part of the thinking. I don't know. We're all judging in hindsight, but at least they said they were looking for a reason to get Maverick Bork out there, even though they never found the opportunity.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
New year, new me? Cute. But how about new year, new money? With Experian, you can actually take control of your finances. Check your FICO score, find ways to save, and get matched with credit card offers, giving you time to power through those new year's goals you know you're going to crush. Start the year off right. Download the Experian app. Based on FICO score 8 model. Offers and approval not guaranteed. Eligibility requirements and terms apply. Subject to credit check, which may impact your credit scores. Offers not available in all states. See Experian.com for details. Experian.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.